However it starts, it's got to be loud. And then it's got to get a little bit louder. But this is how you write a political poem and how you deliver it with power. Mix current events with platitudes of empowerment. Wrap it up in rhyme or rhyme it up in rap until it sounds cool. Glare until it sinks in. Because somewhere in Florida, votes are still being counted. I said, somewhere in Florida, votes are still being counted. See, that's your hook. You gotta have a hook. More than the look, it's the hook that's the most important part. Hook's gotta fit. Hook's gotta hit. Hook's gotta hit hard in the heart. Because somewhere in Florida, votes are still being counted. And Dick Cheney is peeing all over himself in spasmodic glee. See what I did? Make fun of politicians. It's easy. Especially with Republicans like Rudolph Giuliani, Colin Powell, and Al Gore. Ooh, see what I did? I called Al Gore a Republican. That must mean that my political sensibilities are much more finely tuned than yours. Talk about idiotic juxtapositions of political personalities and ideologies, as if communism really were the opposite of democracy. As if we needed a Ralph Nader, not a Darth Vader. Amazing grace, how... Stop in the middle of a song that everybody knows and loves. This will give your poem a sense of urgency. Because there is always a sense of urgency in a political poem. There is no time to waste. Corruption doesn't have a curfew. Greed doesn't care what color you are. And the New York City Police Department is filled with police officers who carry guns on their hips and metal badges over their hearts. Remember, injustice isn't injustice. It's just in us, just as injustice is just in ice. Yeah! That is the only alien nation of this alien nation where you either fight for free, dumb, or else you are free but dumb. Here in Freeborn Hall, where you are born free or free born and born and free. Yeah! And somewhere in Florida, votes are still being counted. And it makes me wanna, it makes me wanna, it makes me wanna... I have seen devastation of gentrification, and I can talk with great articulation about cosmic constellations and atomic radiation. I saw D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation, but I prefer Disney's 102 Dalmatians. And like a cross-examination, I can give you the explanation of why films like Slam Nation are the ultimate manifestation of poetical ejaculation and egotistical manipulation and other things that rhyme like Asian with Haitian and this nation. And maybe it's true that they are still counting votes in Florida, but at the end of a political poem, that just doesn't matter anymore, because all you have to do to end a political poem is get real quiet, close your eyes, and end by saying the same line three times, the same line three times, the same line three times.